media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for our coaches here today. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the Northeastern Huskies, Bill Cohen. Good morning, Coach Cohen.
Morning, everyone.
Good morning. Before we talk about a couple more wins for your team last week, giving all the coaches here this morning the opportunity to talk about some of their players who they feel are deserving of some postseason all-conference honors as those ballots go out this week, and just wanted to give you the floor to talk about some of your guys.
Sure. Well, I think, some of our individual numbers maybe might belie the worth of these individuals to our team. I think they've all had outstanding years, and I think one of the things about our team, I think guys have sacrificed individually for the goal of trying to win a championship, and that's a great thing, but when it comes down to individual honors, it can be problematic. But I have a couple guys I'd like to talk about. Obviously, Vasa Puchita has had an unbelievable year. I don't know if he is the player of the year, but you can make an argument that he's the most valuable player, certainly for us. He does so many things for us, and other players can borrow his confidence, and he makes big plays for us game after game, and really has given us a chance night in, night out. I think Sean Osius is worthy of a defensive all-defensive team player. He's been our best defender from day one and has done an outstanding job, and sacrifice some of his offense to give up, maximum effort on defense, and has had a terrific sophomore year. I think Bolden Brace, he's a guy that's, sacrificed a ton personally and has come off the bench for us, and I'd like to nominate him for Sixth Man of the Year. His numbers, and how he contributes to our success, he's just essential. He's a great free throw shooter. He's a terrific three-point shooter. He's our best defensive rebounder. I think he's leading us in rebounding in conference play. He's a hustle guy. He's an extra pass guy. He does an awful lot for us. And then finally, I'd like to nominate Thomas Murphy. I think he's had a terrific freshman campaign. I think he's worthy of a all-rookie team mention.
All right. Thanks very much for that. Talk a little bit about your team last week, where you extended that winning streak to five with a couple of impressive wins down to the wire games. Beating Drexel by six, and then the buzzer beater, the two-point win over William & Mary. Talk about what your team did well again last week.
Yeah, I don't think we played our best basketball game, best basketball in either game, but I think we found a way to win, and we got contributions from guys up and down our lineup. I think Anthony Green played really, really well in the Drexel game, and had a great production and helped us get that much-needed win at home. And I think when you look at the William & Mary game, Max Borsikos kind of set the tone coming out, made a big three down the stretch. Then, of course, Vasa made the buzzer beater to win the game. But, I thought Max's effort it's kind of indicative of this team. Each night, it's somebody a little bit different that can contribute to the win, and this team has bought into that, and that's helped us, achieve some success.
I was going to ask you about Max, because he's a guy that we haven't talked about a whole lot this year, and as you said, you guys have been so balanced, but when he gives you that kind of effort, he was able to score, as you said, from a variety of places, 13 points on 6 of 7. What is he able to provide you?
Yeah, I mean, he's just he's a maximum effort guy. He gives you everything he has each and every night. He's a blood and guts guy. Battles, even though he's undersized, he battles underneath, gives up his body. He did a terrific job against William & Mary, because I think everybody that's competed in this league knows the job that Tony Shaver and his staff does and how difficult it is to defend them. And, he was able to do an admirable job on against that type of system. So he can play inside, outside, defensively. You know, he gives us some versatility on the offensive end as well. And, you know, he's just a sophomore, and he keeps getting better.
I want to go back. You've touched on it in the open, how valuable Voss has been to you guys this year. But just talk about being able to have – being able to put the ball in a guy's hands like him in a situation of the William & Mary game, late in the game, tie game, and to have a guy like that in crunch time, and kind of what was the message to him on that last play? Did you leave it to him to kind of decide where you wanted to go?
Yeah, I mean, we just kind of spaced the floor a certain way, and he had, you know, four different options that he could have passed to, but you know he saw a lane and he saw an opportunity. He made the most of it, and you know, he's that type of player. He's made big plays for us all year long, and you know, maybe not all at the buzzer, but shot clock plays, big possessions where you need a bucket. You know, he's a very experienced, internationally seasoned player who's got a, you know, a strong will to win and a great skill set to go with it. And, you know, I thought, you know, all that came together for him on that final play where he showed the confidence and the awareness to kind of make the play he did.
You head into the final week with the regular season still in the mix to capture the CAA regular season title, but a couple of challenging games with Towson on Thursday and then hitting the road to go to Elon on Saturday. Just talk about the matchup Thursday with Towson and some of the challenges the Tigers present.
Yeah, well, you know, Pat's done a great job with that group. You know, they got talent up and down the lineup. As always, you know, all his teams play a tough, gritty style of play. They attack the rim. They attack the backboards. They're a very aggressive team. And, you know, I think first and foremost, when you know you're going to compete against one of his teams, you know you got to be up for both the physical and the mental challenge that presents. And, you know, Zane Martin's had an outstanding year for them, and they have multiple guys that can get 30 points in a game. So there's, you know, and a ton of guys that can provide matchup problems for us. So we got a ton of concerns going into that game. We know it's going to be another close affair and something, you know, hopefully we can make a play or two at the end and come out on the top side.
All right, Bill, thanks as always for the time this morning, and look forward to talking again next week.
Appreciate it. Have a good week.
All right, you too.